Blog Talk Radio.
Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right. If you're listening to 7942, if you want to call in or you want to be a guest, today you could be a video guest to talk to our guest here. And the number is 347-637-3942. Welcome to the American Allegiance Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Isn't that cute? I like that sign down there. All right, anyway, today our guest is Mr. Billy Early. He's actually a physician's assistant, a PA. I had a lot of PAs when I was in the military, so I know what you guys can do, and the school you went to is not easy. So congratulations on that accomplishment alone. So you're running for Congress. So tell us more about yourself, sir.
Tell you more about what?
About yourself and your campaign.
Yeah, my name is Billy Early. I'm born in California. I graduated from Charles Stewart University Medicine and Science in the city of Los Angeles in 1999 from the physician assistant program. I'm bilingual, so I speak Spanish and English perfectly. I've written songs in Spanish. I have a CD called Super Caliente. So I've been live on Spanish TV, including Sábado Gigante, a couple of times where I won money, singing, acting, you know, the application.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. I'm a little fortunate stuff there.
Yeah.
I've been on Spanish radio too. Yeah. And so this was back Monday about 4 or 5 years ago. I actually sold one of my CDs that I wrote in Spanish called Super Caliente. And I've thrown over 15,000 CDs.
Whoa. No way.
Yeah.
You got skills.
Most people think they say, where are you from? And they think I'm from Honduras or Puerto Rico or something like that right here. And, you know, I graduated. I have the first physician assistant corporation in the state of California. This is a clinic that's owned 100% by a physician assistant. It was unbelievable. I have like 23, 24 workers, like 2 doctors,
nice.
2 PAs, and it was a very nice clinic in Corona, California, where I live at. And, you know, all the good things come to an end. It was closed down, you know, by using corrupt forces by the DEA and the FBI. And so they used corruption. We call it something getting rid of the middle class. Out here, we heard a lot of stuff saying they're going to get rid of the middle class. And the middle class people, when you hear that, you say, well, how are you guys planning on doing that? Destroying and getting rid of the middle class. Well, they're using the government forces to do that. And so I ended up hooking up with Dr. Ronald B. Myers Sr., the late Dr. Ronald Myers, who's the doctor who started Juneteenth. So Juneteenth.
Oh, really?
Yes, was started by Dr. Myers. He was from out of Mississippi, and his license was taken the same way. And so he started an organization called Black Doctors Matter, and I was one of the head persons for that organization. And, you know, I was in law school for a little while, but I checked out because I had some medical issues. But, you know, he wanted to file like a real big law school. And we've been to Congress a couple of times. I was a congressional briefing panelist out there and on DOJ corruption. So, you know, we hear all the news right now about the FBI or, you know, like 95% of them are, you know, Democrats. Some of them are left-wing Democrats and all that stuff. I don't really care if you're Democrat or Republican. What I care about is the values of American people.
Amen.
And
yeah.
The dreams. Everybody has the right to have a dream, and out here in California, by destroying the middle class, like their agenda, they destroy the dream of the person who's trying to accomplish that dream, or who have already accomplished their dream, and they're also destroying the dream of his family.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Wow. So you and I spoke 3 weeks ago or so, and you were blowing my mind. You have so many things. You know where the bodies are buried, and you know how the system works. You see the sausage made. So how does that affect you? So tell us about what you're running for, or what your goals are with this upcoming election cycle.
Well, I ran in the 44th district. I was running for Congress. That's Carson, Compton, Long Beach, San Pedro. I had a campaign vehicle, a lot of flyers, a lot of people was voting for me. Actually, during the primaries, I came down at 19% on the day of the primaries. That's out of like 60,000 votes were counted, right, when the gates opened.
Yeah.
And I was 19%, and the incumbent was at like 43%, I believe. The next day, I was still holding like this 17 or 18%. But from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, I think I may have informed you of that there.
Mm-hmm.
From 2 to 6, I went from 18% on top to trailing somebody I never heard of by 300 votes.
Wow.
And in last place.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how I found out that voter fraud was going on. And I happen to, you know, I work with the Election Integrity Project. I know there's something called the Election Integrity Partners that was involved in a lot of corruption and, you know, putting in rhinos and all that stuff. But the Election Integrity Project, this is a group that that I was working with, and I happen to get records from the state of the recorder's office and the Secretary of State. See, out here, they were using the drop boxes.
Yeah.
So they have something like 80 or 90 drop boxes in L.A. County. And so I got all the records for those drop boxes and who was actually made doing the meeting in the level. And this is what I found out. This is a record request. Anybody can get this.
Really?
I found out that 90% of the people that was going and emptying those boxes was from out of the state of California.
No way.
And the vehicles that they used was from out of the state of California. And then I did further investigation into this. The Secretary of State, they have a video of all of the ballots coming in and out of the main office, right?
Right.
And I found out the video has been tampered with, too. So that video, they tampered with the video. The ballot boxes are being was being overseen by other people from out of state, and it was just a bunch of stuff going on. I have one video that I actually was put up on a YouTube channel. I had a pretty nice size YouTube channel that I was taken down, you know, because they said, you know, I violated or whatever, you know, censored basically.
Right.
And even President Trump had tweeted one of the videos that I had.
Awesome.
I found out here. Listen, I know this is crazy, and I don't want to discuss this, but the fact out here, I found out that there was 2.5 million votes missing from the Republicans. All you have to do is do the math. I sent all that to the Election Integrity Project.
Nice. You're turning a little garbled. Second. Can you hear me? Oops. Let's try this. Add back to the stream. Technical difficulties. You know, this happened one time before. And I always reset all my stuff so that everything's fresh. I start from the beginning, I restart. So I'm not sure if he's having difficulties or if you can hear me or if he's going to call back in like the last time. We'll find out. But yeah, the state of California, I'll tell you right now, this is, I've had two people from California on recently, and it's I've never heard of anything more corrupt than what's going on over there with the elections, with the schools, with the fire department. If you watch the shows before, you'll see this is a common thread. And I remember watching the governor's race in California and for the recall. And I'm watching Newsom is behind the other people. And guess what? Somehow he got ahead in an instant, like in a second, went from like 40-some percent to 68% live on TV. That's what kind of things are dealing with over there. Because I think, what do they call it? They call it the California values. That pretty much comes from the old school, which is actually something to do with the Jim Jones, because he gave them all the votes they needed from his church members. They would go all the way from precinct to precinct to elect the candidates, and that's how he became a part of that process. Not pretty, not very honest for a evangelist, but, that's what happened. That's the history of it. That's what Nancy Pelosi talks about every once in a while, the California values, and that's what she's talking about in a roundabout way, but she has to be very careful not to say anything. But other than that, yeah, there's a lot of problems there. That's the state I was born in. Unfortunately, that's what's going on now. And we have Billy back. Sir, welcome back. I was tap dancing for a little bit. I'm good.
We're in Watts. I'm in Watts right now.
Okay.
And out here, they don't have a Wi-Fi. They don't have a Wi-Fi.
Okay.
A lot of the residents, to be 99% black, African American.
Right.
You're 85% Hispanic. And 35-40% of those Hispanics are undocumented.
Wow. That's not good.
So blacks have basically been gentrified, obviously.
So, yeah.
Gentrified.
Right, because, back in the 70s, it was, Watts was the place where Sanford and Son lived, and it was all, there were some Hispanics there in the show. So the only thing I know about Watts is that, what I just told you. But I do know people, oh, that's right. I remember, I'm reading about it and watching videos, but I want to know, so you also told me something else you did. You've done so many unique things in your life, if you could bring those up.
So I've written several books. I'm an author. One of them is called The God of the Bacteria. Now, this is interesting because I wrote this book back in 2015. Before the virus, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so you can find it on Amazon, The Gods of the Bacteria. I'm also an inventor, so I have invented several things. The last invention that I invented was a uniform pocket that can actually get rid of the virus or bacteria and stop or prevent nosocomial infections that's transferred by in hospitals. So most of us don't know, when you go to a hospital, the equipment that they use. Now, sorry about that. There's like a lot of music out here. We're in Watts, okay? So
yeah, that's fine.
You might hear some burning out loud music. Most of us don't know that nosocomial infections are infections that's actually transmitted, a lot of them, by the doctor. So the stethoscope. PPE.
Right.
So we have a pocket where the stethoscope goes into, where the pocket is like a self-sterilizing pocket.
Wow.
And when you put the stethoscope into the pocket, it actually eradicates the virus 99.9%. And the name of the invention is called Method for reducing copper chloride tube using electromagnetic induction. And so that's an invention that I have right now, presently.
Wow.
I've invented other stuff. And so This is a trillion-dollar business right now. Over $1 trillion in 500,000 hospitalizations and 10,000 deaths a year wasted on these type of investments.
Wow.
When you go to your doctor's office, you should ask them, where do you put your stethoscope at and how are you cleaning that?
Wow, I never thought of that.
Most people don't think about it, but that's how come you go into a hospital and you go out with something you didn't have. Or when you go into the hospital, you get something that you never had, right?
I guess you don't think about it because you don't see them doing that, and it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, when I was in the military, we studied chemical warfare, and they tell you how to avoid all that stuff. Yeah, because that's just like the mask. I know the mask don't work because it doesn't make any sense. It goes through your eyes as well, and you touch everything.
But the reason the mask don't work is because the mask pores, pores on the mask are 18 microns. That's the diameter, the dimension, the whole of it.
Right.
But the size of the virus, the average virus, is 4 microns.
Whoa.
24 by 24 feet, saying it's going to stop you from going in.
Right. Exactly.
That's why there's no peer review on the mask, and they don't work. That was all a narrative that they pushed, it's coming back to bite them. Even USC and UCCF, lately out here did a big study on masks.
Really?
And they said they don't work. They know they don't work. Not only the masks, you do have masks that work, but they have to be the proper masks. I think it's the N950 masks. But the people using their T-shirts, hangers, causing health problems for them.
Right. Yeah. It's incredible that, a lot of people don't know that. They can't see it. They don't understand it. But, you got to need some common sense. People don't know you can get infection through other parts of your body, not just your mouth. It's not just your mouth. That's why Fauci came out with the gloves and then the glass, the goggles and everything. He put the truth, he flashed it in front of you, but he didn't let it happen. So.
Yeah. And besides, the hand is 80%. The infection is going to be transferred through the hands.
Wow.
Your hands, those are where all the infections come through, not from breathing.
Wow.
Virus out here is like very smart because they say when you go to eat in the restaurant, you need the mask to walk in. But as soon as you walk in, you can take it off.
Yes.
So it's stickiness. It's crazy. It's best. And so they did that for that reason. I think most people understand that. Even Dr. Fauci made $5 million from 2020 to 2021.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, the pharmaceutical industry for locking down. Get it? So, I think it's all coming out. People know that something is wrong, that the virus can't be around for 10 years. They say the virus is here for every year. The virus, the same virus.
Yes, that's right. Too. I'm not a doctor, even I know that. How many pandemics can you have in a year? How many outbreaks can you have in 3 months? We got all three right here.
Yes.
The flu is back finally, though. That's the good news, right? They made that announcement, so.
You know what, I think your mic is coming in bad. I'm in a bad location.
Okay, no problem.
I'm in a bad location out here. And what?
I understand.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Well, get the last message that you said.
Oh, I was saying we had three rare pandemic-like cases in maybe 3 months at the same time. So waiting for a guest to come back. Yeah, I can understand the watch thing totally. And it makes it more authentic. It's just a little bit of time you've been on here. I've learned so much. I didn't know. I had no idea. Nobody thinks about your doctor's stethoscope. Or it's just so many things. I'm sure they don't clean off the chairs. So I'm sure they don't clean off the chairs, right, at the doctor's office. And he's trying. Here we go. There you are.
Yeah.
So they don't clean off the chairs either. the waiting room, nowhere. If you go to the doctor's office, it's probably one of the most dangerous places to be if you're worried about that. That's just my opinion.
Say that again.
So, oh, no problem. No, I'm saying a doctor's office is probably the most dangerous place to be if you're worried about catching something. Let me see here.
Yes, I agree. The doctor's office, when I go to a doctor's office or any office, I don't touch anything. And
wow.
If I do, I have the gloves on and take them off right away. Yeah, it's not the breathing. It's not the, you know, you getting 6 feet apart from somebody is going to get you all that stuff there. It's the hand contact, the contact that you make with other things. The hand and surface object is where all the bacteria and the viruses are at. We shouldn't forget that I wrote this book called The Gods of the Bacteria. We can't forget that the bacteria and the virus was here before us, and they're a normal part of our flora and our system. We have viruses and bacteria that we need. We call them good bacteria and good viruses as long as they're in the right place.
Right.
When a virus or a bacteria becomes out of the meat, let's say if you're 20,000, now you have a problem, you know?
Right. Absolutely. That's incredible. See, yeah, we're learning a lot, and I appreciate you telling us this since you're. I haven't had too many doctors. I had another one on, another TA on a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. You guys know so much more. I've never thought of that. But now when I go to the doctor's office, I'm not touching anything. I'm not sitting anywhere. but you know, there's ways you can get around it. I do a little bit of medical hacking, so I make sure I don't get it in the first place. I never got the coronavirus. I rarely get sick, so it's about,
right.
You know, prevention is better than trying to get over it,
right? Right. I've never got COVID either, but, you know, the test itself, there's a lot of controversy. The guy who created the test said it's not for that there.
Right.
We all know that they're testing things like even watermelons and oranges.
Yeah.
That's positive. Those things. And then there's the disappearance of all of the other viruses, the influenza.
Yes.
What happened to all of the viral infections that in California, I think the U.S. is like 77,000, people get it a year. What happened to all those statistics? It all went away with COVID. So, you know, the COVID family is a family of 14 viruses. That's real. But all of the manipulation of data, and the the brainwashing and stuff, that's
right.
Not real. There's a lot of stuff that's not real about that, you know?
Yeah.
Most people don't understand because the media is going to tell them it's real.
Right. I got a question, a quick question. What's your opinion on having COVID, monkeypox, and the polio at the same time? Did you get my question?
Say that again, because you kind of came.
Okay. Yeah. What's your opinion of having monkeypox? Can you hear me? Are you there? Okay. We've got connection issues here. Let's see if we can come out of it. Tailspin. So my question makes a lot of sense, and it doesn't make any sense at all. So, okay, here we go. Ready? Is that even possible? I don't know. I really don't know. That's beyond me. That's why I'm asking the doctor to see if he gets back here. And it looks like he might drop off this time again. It's like the third time. So I'm not going to have him on very much longer because he's in a bad position. Remove that. We're going to have this in stream. Okay. I know. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But my question is this. What's your opinion on having monkeypox, COVID, and let's see, what's the other one? The third one, polio, at the same time, in the same year, in the same 3 months. How is that even possible?
Opinion on that is we should listen to the frontline doctors, because for one, you've got a large amount of doctors that come out who are stating that all of this stuff right here is manipulated, the data here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, monkeypox, I've never heard of that before. That's something that just, you know, somebody's making up.
Right.
You know, it's something that's engineered. So if you do the real research on the monkeypox, you'll see that it's not what it is.
Really?
They will censor you if you come out with that right there.
Of course.
You know, look at that people, right? And so, you know, the fact that polio comes out, and all this other stuff. These are tactics that's being used, in my professional opinion.
Right.
These are tactics, medical opinion, too. These are tactics that's being used to scare the public and to create fear and compliance.
Mm-hmm.
But once you tell a lot of people that the earth is flat and if you walk straight, you're going to fall off, a lot of them will believe that there. And so, but a lot of people will say, no, the earth ain't flat, and they know that. And so that's how come, you know, that's a method of control.
It's
controlled by the government right now.
Right.
You know, who the government is like, they're not really looking to, you know, really care about the people. I mean, they've been destroying the culture out here. America was never great. I heard that slogan a lot of times, you know, in the last couple of years. And just tear down the statues and stuff. So medicine, unfortunately, is controlled by the government.
Yeah.
So there's nothing too much you could do because they control these hospitals.
Right.
They do. They control the doctors because they give them the licenses. Yeah.
Right.
Everything. The government, it's big government. Let's see California, and that's what a lot of people don't like, the government, because why? The next thing you know, you're competing with the businesses, like the clinic, like a lot of doctors. A lot of black doctors have had their clinic removed. At Martin Luther King Hospital, a lot of those black doctors are homeless. And so this is a serious problem. Out here in California, over 60% of the doctors are foreign medical graduates. Over 85% of the nurses are H1, H2 visa nurses.
Wow.
They're not American citizens. That's why in a hospital in California, you'd be lucky if you were a black person.
Really?
A black healthcare professional, like a doctor. From out here, African-American, Indian, a Native American, whatever. It's rare. It's like hitting the lottery. Even the, what's the name of this here? Harvard University did a big study and said that black doctors are at critical low numbers. If we can all look at those numbers right there, that's why Dr. Myers, you know, the Juneteenth doctor, they took his license for no reason. Yeah, he didn't do anything but start Juneteenth. That's when the federal government took off after him. It's unfortunate that, you know, black people are still targeted. That's the real problem. And not just black, anybody who's against their narrative is going to get targeted. And they're going to attempt to, you know, if you got wealth, fame, or anything, they will take that from you. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yes. California stand, even the Fed, yeah, and all the way to the Fed. I think it's worse in your state than it is the federal sometimes, you know. Because draconian methods they give, you know, against California citizens, everybody's going to have an electric car, but you can't plug it in this week or this month. What good is that? So what do you think about that? So everybody's going to have a license. That's what I think about the federal government. Everybody's got to have a license.
I just recorded what you said.
Okay. Everybody's going to have a license, even in your state, to do hair. It's not like you're doing surgery, okay? You can't mess up hair to the point where it won't grow back. But you got to have it, and it's a longer spin. Most other, you know, things you learn how to do, But it's all about money. A lot of people go in that profession, and then that's why they, I mean, it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. And your car's got to have, you know, everything's got to be registered, just like your guns and everything. It's the same thing. Government is interfering with our ability to be happy or own property that's ours and not the tax collectors. So that's what the government does. But we keep electing the same people that are doing this to us. That's the problem, right?
Right, right. Yeah, big government and, you know, they can, you know, they control everybody, and there's not too much you can do, you know, to fight the government, especially if they're targeting you.
Right. You know? And you know that. You know that firsthand, right?
Yeah, we both
know
that. Yeah. Yeah, they're targeting folks, and, you know, they're targeting, but this is a real thing, I believe. It's, you know, they use, you know, African-American black people, you know, as the, as the token people.
Right.
But they now have implemented this agenda against any race that they feel is not aligned with them.
Yeah.
So that's why we see they're taking out the middle class people. You see, they're taking out the middle class. They said, we're going to get rid of the middle class. We're going to have one world, one money.
Yeah.
We're going to have one government under a universal platform. It's going to be centralized. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
so,
yes.
That right there. And so that's my whole thing is like, and I tell people, well, how do we think they're going to get rid of the middle class? This is where the fraud and the crime comes in, the crimes against humanity, the crimes against people, the crimes against dreams, the crimes against being, you know, just a person, a good person, a good American, the crimes against being America.
Right.
American.
Yeah.
This is where all that plays in.
Right.
Plays in right here. Yeah.
So now, right. Yeah, because when you, right now, when you
have we see they're doing it with school kids.
Right, yes.
Or the principals or the council there, listen, I don't want my kid, you know, seeing a drag queen in school.
Right.
In front of him. You see what I'm saying? Or I don't want you guys giving him any assignments about him being a girl and he's a boy.
Right.
And when you do that, they think the small one. You see what I'm saying? We're doing that. And so this is the crimes against humanity. It's
yeah.
out of control. So I ran for office because I see a lot of crazy stuff. And to tell you the truth, you won't be able to change any of it unless you try to get out there and do it yourself. If you want to change things, you got to get out there and do it. Like you have your show right here, you want to make a change, you got to get out there and you have to, you know, take the steps necessary to make that change happen. Dr. Myers was the same way. He wanted to make a change. We've been to Congress a couple of times. This congressman was heading to January 6th committee, you know, Benny Thompson. Hey,
right
there. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely listened to no facts, no real facts. Mm-hmm. And when you show them the real stuff, they don't listen to it. But that's the type of situation that, you know, we're in. And so, you know, we need to, I don't care about Republicans or Democrats,
right.
We definitely need to get these people who are not American and anti-American and doing a lot of fraud out of office and out of their seats.
Absolutely. I agree. Yes, totally. Well, that's incredible. That's interesting. Well, I think I lost it again. He's going to come back on. But, yeah, what he was saying. Yeah, that's incredible. I had no idea California was like this. So, welcome back, sir. There's three. Let me remove this one. Here we go. There's more than one. You have multiple personalities.
There's twins. Or maybe it's the government tracking me.
Oh, who knows? But you know, let's see. If you're done with the interview, that's fine with me. If you want to, I know your time is valuable. You got things to do, but I like having you on. So far, I like what you're saying. I've never thought about these things before, and I know how corrupt, like the Newsom recall election where Rhonda Fern was in. I watched video on TV where they show the numbers switch, flip instantly in his favor. That's the kind of stuff you guys are up against. Incredible. Did you hear what I said?
Can you read?
Sure. Yeah, the Gavin Newsom recall. Remember that?
Can you say that again?
The Gavin Newsom recall election, 2020, I believe it was.
Yeah,
I watched that the video clip in the news, and you saw the vote. He was behind, and all of a sudden he's ahead by a wide margin. That's the kind of stuff you guys have to deal with in California. It's incredible. I never see anything like it. And it's just blatant about it. Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff is purchased by China. The president took his state here has records showing that they purchased all that data.
Same thing in Georgia. They're doing the same thing. China owns Georgia governor and secretary of state, unfortunately. So they're defending the undefendable. So is California, and it's sad because it's a beautiful place. And then you have illegals there all the time. You don't have to open a border. They're coming through all the time in your state, and they're everywhere. So this is not America anymore. So I can let you go, sir, if you have something else to do, but I know the connections are bad, and I appreciate you having you on. Does that sound okay to you? Are you good with that? Just going again. We're losing a doctor, and he's a doctor. So I might have to open this up to the public.
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I can hear you. I said I can let you go since you have a bad connection. And you're welcome to come on anytime if you like. But that's up to you. So right now it's getting worse. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you come in and out. So I'm sorry about that, Bill. I'm really in a bad mood.
Okay. Why don't we can do this again? We can do this again on another date. I know you have a lot more things to say. With a better connection, I think that'd be a good thing to do. And I'll let you go, sir, and I'll keep in touch with you. All right. Thank you so much.
I would like to come on again.
Oh, I will have you on again. I would have you both on at the same time. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
Sounds great.
Let's make a date. I'll make sure I'm in a good place. I can get very good reception.
Oh yeah, it's no problem. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on to the American Legion Show. I'll talk to you later, sir. No, it's not required. It's not required. We don't care about that. So, all right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We're low budget, low frills. You know, we're barely here, so thank you so much. And you have a good night, sir. Have a good one.
Okay, then. Well, I'm going to let you go. It was very nice. I really appreciate you having me on the show. I had a terrific time. The time went by quick.
Yes, yes, it did.
It's very interesting. I really liked talking to you. Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. And you have... Yes, yes. Yes, we do. All right, sir, you have a good day. I will talk to you later. I'll have you on in the future with Ms. Fern. Thank you, and good night.
Okay, God bless you. Bye. Good night.
Good night. So that was a lot of technical difficulties, but if anybody wants to come on, you want to be on my show, I actually put the link on Facebook. If anybody wants to come on and talk, I have no problem. Oh, wait a minute. I have a video link if anybody wants to get on. It's on my page. So I think this is going to work. We have a caller. Maybe I can take this. Let's try this. Here we go. Okay, caller switched to, I think he's going to do a video. So he might be getting a video guest here in a second here. And let's see. So this is the magic of radio. Oh, there you go. Good.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. Calling from California.
Yes, specifically Elk Grove. This is Ron.
Yes. Good evening. So, sir, could you? Is there any way you could call in or do the video in as well, or do you have the capability?
I guess I could do the video. I have to make sure that I'm presentable. I don't have bedhead.
You don't have bedhead. So, yeah, right now we're doing live. If you go to my page, you'll see that I put a link up for a video, and I can add you on to the stream real quick.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. So we're waiting for Mr. Owens here and Mr. Ronald Owens. He's a frequent caller and guest, and he's a fellow Oreo, by the way. And he has a lot of good insight. Too bad I couldn't put this together because he does live in California, and he's a native there. And he knows what I'm talking about. People have no idea how bad the government is to the people. And, you know, there's some of those states that double down against their citizens, like New York, Jersey, Philadelphia. You just have these people. I'm glad I live in Ohio. I can say that because it's not the same. We have some freedoms. We don't have everything, but, you know, that's just the system. Well, New York, perfect example. Lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. So many restrictions, shutting down businesses. And then you talk about places like Florida where everything, I'm not saying it's roses and everything, but everything is a lot better from the government to the people. We give you choices, Texas. It all depends. It all depends on who you are, where you're from, and how your government works. And that's why it's important for you even to join in, join the government as a candidate. And the point is you have to, in my opinion, you have to be part of the process. And that's what I encourage people to do, just like my candidates that come on. They went the extra step. They did something about it. Mr. Billy, our last guest. Let's see here. See if I can get this together. I'm doing two things at once. I'm multitasking. So Mr. Early, like Mr. Early said, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. And you've heard that so many times, and that's so true in many ways. I think if you want to be a school board member, you want to find out what your kids are doing, especially those who have kids in school. And that's very important because we can control what's going on. I graduated college in 2017 after I retired from the military, and the things I saw in there were incredibly scary. So people promote communism. They promote perversion. They promote things like, you know, optional labels for each person. If you talk to somebody in college today in a classroom, here's what they say. I am cisgender. I am transgender. I am depressed. I am this. I am that. They have labels for themselves. So what does that do? It puts you in a permanent position, whether it's good or bad. And a lot of these kids, and I've noticed that it doesn't affect the rural kids as much as it does the city kids. There's just something about the upbringing that are different. Things are optional, unfortunately, for a lot of people. So, but in reality, you have a choice. So everything is so tunneled into whatever is popular. Please the professor, and you don't really have a mind of your own. And I was one of those people. I was the old man in the classroom that didn't care. So it was okay. I didn't have a problem with that. I had a stats class that turned into a social justice class. The subject was abortion. Okay, how does that happen? Stats are numbers, and we're doing all these equations and everything. And then the last project was, that's what it was, because that's what the professor wanted. And it became a divided class. Division was prevalent when we had to choose sides for abortion. And, you know, there's a lot of peer pressure for the younger kids. So I am pro-life, as you might know. And the question was brought up why I did that. And I said, the opposite of pro-life is pro-death. They go over very well. So as you can imagine, people were like, ooh. And the professor says, hey, are you okay with sharing that and, you know, whatever the class thinks of you because you said that? And I said, I'm a retired military guy. Why would I care what the class thinks? I'm here to get my education. I'm not here to talk about other issues that I'm obviously on the wrong side of. Why am I on the wrong side? Because I didn't get the right answer. They'll let you know. Professors today will let you know. Your grades are based on how compliant you are to what you're doing, or to the subjects at hand, or the topics have to be right. So, can you find the link? So that's how it works. It's coercive. It's very coercive. I feel bad for the kids in there that don't have a mind of their own, but it is a huge problem. So it doesn't have to be that way, but it is. Unfortunately, that's what people are up against, and the kids don't have the will to fight. But it's always us troublemakers. I remember when I was in college at Ohio State. That's where I went to Bucks. We had adults in the class. I admired them because they would talk back to professors, and they would have to speak their mind. You know, why are we doing this assignment? This doesn't make any sense kind of thing. And now I was that guy. It's like, I was older than professors were, most of them. And some things I get wrong, and I bring it up. It doesn't matter to me. Right is right, wrong is wrong. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I already had my career, and this is just icing on the cake. That's how I looked at it. That's how I see. That's all my past. But you have to be responsible as an adult. That's what I'm trying to say. You can be the catalyst, motivator. And you know, there are people that listen to that and say, hey, wait a minute, I really believe that. And they can make that decision on their own. With encouragement. Some people take encouragement to get that done. But it's okay. You know, things are stacked against some people, but hey, you can get out of it. You're in a nosedive, you pull the rudder. You pull that stick back so you can get back up. And that's what this is all about. So the same thing with our country. Our country may be in a nosedive, but I think we can get it back. We can get it back together, right? Working together, it takes a crew of people to make things happen. And it takes your ability to solve problems, and you're your own person. So we have a message here. What is that about? So let's see. See what this looks like. No, you can't have that at the same time, so that's going to go away. All right, so Mr. Owens, please, if you want to dial in, go right ahead. We're waiting for you because I know you have a lot of great things to say and a lot of knowledge and depth. Yes, he is like an encyclopedia of things that are going on in the world today. Incredible. Right up top of his head, he gives you stats. He can tell you what's really going on and how things work, and he's worked in other industries. Very awesome guy. So, got the link. The link is on there, on the page. And let's see what we got here. And meanwhile, we're still live streaming on the radio network, Patriot Nation Radio, the American Allegiance Show. Kevin White, your host. And this is over, I think we've done over 1,000 shows on this network. It's pretty awesome. Started a while ago, long before I got here, but I'm learning the ropes, and I'm getting a little better, getting a little more comfortable. Sometimes you have a guest or something that doesn't show up, but my guest did, but sometimes you do get backup guests. They always, but you can get on, and I've done that a few times, but that's what you have to do. So what we call tap dancing is what I'm doing right now, and people are really good at it. I'm getting a lot better at it than I was, but thank you, Mr. Producer, Ms. Producer. I appreciate it. So, yeah, I could go on and on and on forever, but people have time. But anyway, I hear these giggles in the background. I don't know who that is or what it is. But, yeah, I'm not going to say here's the deal, but here's the deal. I guess I said it, didn't I? Here's the deal. Everybody's an individual. Everybody's an American here, or supposed to be, or they've immigrated here. That's fine. But if you come through the back door or another way, in your country, whatever country you're from, that would not be tolerated. And I've been to a lot of countries where you can't do things like that. You wouldn't dare cross the border. You can't even cross the Mexico border going the other way. Why? Because they will prostitute you. They're not going to let you go and, you know, set a court date that you'll never come to. No, that doesn't work that way. So I've been to other countries, Muslim countries. People get shot. People make mistakes. They don't care about your life. This country, they care about your well-being for the 99% of the time, unless you violate or you did something that's crazy. But all these people, they get in shot. They're doing things crazy. They're not shooting people just to shoot them, right? That's just my opinion. But not knowing the freedoms you actually have as an American citizen in the United States, even though things seem like they're going downhill right now, but that's beside the point. Still, you order the wrong thing, you could go to jail. If you go to a restaurant and you complain, in one of the countries I went to, then they have the right to do whatever they want. They can give you the wrong food, completely different dish. It's just kind of funny. And then the base told us, if they give you something you didn't order, we agree because they don't want the trouble. You can get, we almost went to jail in Panama. Here's what happened. We're not supposed to take pictures of the guard, whatever it was called, the police station. Somebody in our group took a picture. There's a group of like 7 of us. They took all the film out of all our cameras. That's how old I am. That's how outdated. That was back in like 89. So we're walking downtown Panama City, taking pictures, and guess what? Somebody took a picture, and they're caught. Because it's a beautiful building, right? It's green and white, and it was the guard. That's where all the elite guard were. Yeah, they took everything. I had pictures inside the aircraft and everything on their way there, and they confiscated all the film. So not like today, you didn't have, you know, like SD cards. They took all the film out of our cameras, gave us the cameras back, but we thought we were going to jail. That's how bad it is. Have Americans in the jail? Yeah, so, and everybody was like, crew cut, you know? Crew cut, right? Short hair, you could tell. We stuck out like sore thumbs, right? So we couldn't hide. It's not like you say anything. I mean, we didn't speak Spanish, most of us. But the people were great, but the government was not. Noriega was in charge at the time. Noriega didn't like us, but he had bases there. He had Howard Air Force Base. He had a Navy station, an Army base. All those, I think they're all gone now. But we had to follow their rules and their country. I think you're going to see what point I'm getting to. We had to follow their rules. Every country I've ever been to, we follow the rules of that country. This is not happening where we are right now. This is not happening. Backwards, we are having them here not following rules. And nobody gets in trouble. They're actually rewarded. But okay, I'm going to have Mr. Robert F. Owens join us. Mr. Owens, how are you? You were a walking encyclopedia. You quote things like, where'd you get that from? I think that's great, though. You're always full of knowledge, and you've done a lot of things. So welcome to the program. So what do you think of our guest, despite the problems? You got time. Yes.
And that's been supposedly liberal.
Right.
And so, we call petition could have been in the South State or the North State chapter. Okay, so you were saying to Dr. Erwin, listeners and viewers earlier, that what indicated that Yusuf was behind all
Yes. Yes.
That thing was, I want to make this point, and this is days ago when I was talking. They were able to do that, adjust the numbers based upon the electronic voting.
Okay.
But what got us there? That's where paper people like
Right.
Paper.
Right. Yes. I see the power of paper. Yes.
When the majority of signatures that went in the liberal Los Angeles County.
I believe you, Red. That's Red. I do.
Yeah, I believe you too, because Red was.
Right.
Now, I get it that this is a generation one since then, because of the indoctrination in our we have. We have a lot of people like my age, I'm what, 65, over 60s and 50s and 40s. A lot of folks, young people particularly, they become conservative when they have kids. all of the politicians here in this state.
Yes.
They have the mainstream media.
Right.
They have the intelligentsia, higher education. The UC system with private universities. They have Hollywood. They have a lot. Media power. I'll give you another example. There was 2-3 years ago, I met what we call the issue of that we ran for governor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been 3,000 or 4,000 votes. He did very well. He's a black man.
retired from California, of rehabilitation, and I was working around the town years ago, and he had a placard that had that was basically publicizing marriage between a man and a woman. So I got to know him in the process of time. What kind of reaction have you getting from people standing steps from the north steps of the north side of the Capitol? Majority of people agree with me. This is downtown Sacramento.
Wow. Yeah.
People were giving him thumbs up. People were mouthing, like, thank you. People were supportive. Majority of people that saw him claim a traditional marriage between one man and one woman placard supported his protest. But they have been bludgeoned by, again, politicians and the mainstream media and the Hollywood industry.
Wow.
To respond to his like that. There are other examples I could cite, but I believe that California is not central left, it is central right.
Yes, right. I agree with you because, I mean, like I saw an election, I saw Gavin. Oh, how did I do that? I don't know how I did that. Okay, can you hear me? Yeah, I remember watching the screen and, you know, it was like, that's impossible. And it's just, I mean, they showed the numbers at the wrong time is what happened. They didn't know they were going to flip it right there. But you can't go from that number to the, you just instantly go up thousands of votes. It doesn't make any sense.
You know what, Kevin, I even have. Very popular candidate from this season back in, what is that, what, 2018, I think it was? Yeah. Anyway, well, I have a screenshot of him declared the winner.
Really?
And all of a sudden,
yeah.
There's even an election going on right now. A Republican ticket against Newsom, but I think that we.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my guests I had on a few weeks ago, Rhonda Fearon was running. She ran in that election. And, yeah, it's frustrating. Where they take, just like my last guest today, they took votes away from them. I mean, it's impossible to win. It's like all of a sudden, they're gone. Now you're at 1% here, and then now, or 18%, and now you're low. Yeah, you're behind third place guy, you know. Stuff like that is like, It doesn't make any sense, and it's so obvious that they're cheating the system. I mean, you know, that's the thing about it. It doesn't even look like it's right. The stories I've heard. make it look legit, right? Yeah. One to three o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was. Impossible.
Yeah. The day after my dad's
birthday. Yeah. Yes. Right.
So when you vote for somebody, vote for a proposition, we are aligning ourselves with candidates or so we want that proposition to pass or we want that proposition. It's really important, particularly we Christians, and even non-Christians, that when we vote for a person who believes an unborn child, we are involved.
That's pretty deep. Right. Absolutely. Very interesting. See, I told you, I told everybody, you have stuff off the top of your head. And by the way, yes, Mr. Ronald F. Owens Jr. is an author. He has several books out. You got to check out his website. What's your website?
RonaldJR.com.
Yes. Fabulous books. I like what you're doing and your audios and everything. I need to ask you this question. How do you go about doing an audio book?
Okay, that's a great question.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a microphone. And then there's another device that basically I recorded all of my chapters on GarageBand.
Wow.
So you recorded the chapters, I sent all the
mm-hmm.
It was a bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And what
they're all the same. Just kidding. Okay.
And so basically, my Audible on iTunes, as well as Audible, which is an audiobook distributor for people who don't have
iTunes. Okay.
So, yeah. Would you... put yourself into your literary...
So I know this is off topic we're talking about tonight, but I'm thinking about doing one. I'm the kind of person, I don't know if I could go through like a whole chapter without making a mistake. Do you have to start over again?
You know,
oh, okay. Sure, we can. I was just fascinated because I know you have those. Yeah, right.
I just do that. I pretty got into it. Matter of fact, I did my audio. And it was great advice.
Oh, okay.
Thing about it. And the there's not a lot of activity going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated, you know, and you know, just like put it down a little bit at a time. That's time of the day, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, your stomach is growling, that's the deal or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes your stomach may be growling.
Yeah. cooperates with you. Yes, right. Make everything's in working order. You'd be fine. I understand. Let's see what time is. Let me check the time real quick. We have 2 minutes. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, that was a little off. That was a detour there. It's okay though because we're friends. We've been friends for a while, and you're missing our third partner here. Yeah. Yes, there is.
Like, for example, that
the woman came. Yeah, let's talk about that.
We could talk about that.
We have to talk about that in the future. I don't know anything about it. I know it's like, I know it's kind of crazy. It has a crazy premise, and it's bent to some other thing.
Yes, and I watched the movie. I have strong based upon how they marketed that, they're portraying the Hongu tribe in a positive way, cinematically.
Right.
But in reality, they were the slave trade.
Wow. Yeah.
Matter of fact,
Yeah, right.
Well, that word,
interesting.
Were they used to sell it?
Would actually kill the Africans
they had enslaved. Mm-hmm. That's the
rule
of the Holy Tribe. They're not to be my God.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I have heard. I know my daughter saw it and she thought it was a good movie, but you don't know this. If you don't know the backstory, you know, I mean, what's going on doesn't mean is what it should mean. I think that's the way they sell it. You know, that's how they do this stuff. They package it,
you know,
certainly.
Kevin Potter, they just dropped the market and they have another tribe like Wakanda.
Yeah.
And just make it a fictional thing.
Right.
Take that cinematic, but they got in trouble. This movie has based on historically good,
mm-hmm.
actually historically
evil. Wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
Again, in order for me to do it justice, I should
be. Yeah, interested. Right.
And I think you all see three of us on Master Friends. We should all decide to watch it.
Yes, a real conversation.
Real conversation based upon, yes, we did see it. This is what our
Right. Because basically, feminize
the black man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
what
I think this agenda is. But can I have to watch the movie? I'm glad
you chose. You know, yeah. Yeah, you are like, that's right. You do everything methodically. You're a brilliant person. You're a brilliant man because the stuff that you know and the methods of how to do them. That's why I asked you about the audiobook, because you know how to do things methodically. So I appreciate that. You're like an encyclopedia. Yes.
And the inspiration comes from just visiting ourselves every single day before over the task until it's done.
Right.
A lot of books I see in this spiritual complete book, but I have to go through the discipline myself. Go through that process. And actually, the books that I've written, you can probably attest to this. It's like if you're learning about your subject matter, or in your case, about your audio book, it's recounting experiences
mm-hmm.
and how that resonates with other black people like myself, or stories or whatever as well, you know. Everyone has a unique story to tell about their life. But yeah, I would encourage you, and still encourage you, that's just one thing.
Yes, I do. I'm working on another one. So it, what you just said is kind of interesting. I and Pastor Hall should be, we're the real, Uncle Tom. We should have been in that movie, not them, right? That's what I think. So, you know, it's not, I mean, you can only have who you have, but I feel like, I think we represent that a lot better than who they cast in it sometimes. Makes you wonder. But, you know, it is who it is. They go for the people that are most notable, I guess. I guess, you know, at the top. They go in there. But they probably, I don't know if they live the Uncle Tom life like we did. I really don't. Just because of the politics, it has nothing to do with what's going on and the development of the Oreo people. It's not about your politics. It's about you as a person. I think that's where they miss the whole point. So, yeah, you could say, you know, Barry Elder, but he didn't grow up that way. He leans that way. So I think that's where the disconnect is. But that's just my observation, not saying it's true or anything. It doesn't mean anything. But I kind of feel cheated. They don't know who I am, so it doesn't matter. But that's just how I feel, because you grow up. You're like, we're military. All three of us are military brats, and this is what happened to us.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was
right.
When we moved to the South, specifically Louisiana, my dad was stationed out of Barksville.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if you were on base at that time. I still remember our
Yes, right.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the blacks are one side, all the whites are the other side. What's going on? I've never experienced this before. And I was too comfortable at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I had speech impediment going on. Looking at his tall, lanky,
yeah, right.
The black kids just ridiculed me, you know. They made me feel comfortable, so I gravitated toward the white kids, and they treated me. They were more receptive.
Yeah.
And I got basically had a hard time with black kids. White.
Yeah, you just described my life exactly. It was the same exact way. It's like the worst I got. I mean, just, you know, it doesn't matter what your skin color is, it's how you act. Because the blacks treated me a lot far worse, judged me the most than the white kids. While the white kids assumed I was just a regular black person, which is a kind of weird, but that's exactly what happened to me. And it was when we got off base, everything started to wait a minute. I thought all kids were the same. I thought everybody was equal and everybody treated each other the same way, but it's not. That's not the case. It wasn't the case for us because we're already culturalized one way, and our transition was pretty rough, and it's still. Sometimes you can say it's still ongoing a little bit. So when you get called, you're not really black kind of thing. So that's a whole other program.
I've always viewed people, you know, just like, my translator,
two sisters and I,
judge people based upon the content of their character.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's the way we should be. We should all be people, all Americans, or whatever country we're from. We're all people. We should respect people for who they are and what they do, what they don't do. It doesn't matter. We just want to be ourselves. But we're not allowed to be ourselves because we're not really who we're supposed to be because we've missed our calling or something. I mean, that's the attitude that I've seen my whole life. I know you have to. And that's why I like, it's easy for me to talk to you because we know we feel each other. So just same as Ronson. So, yeah, we have to do a show together, you and I, and all three of us, the three amigos, the righteous brothers, the real righteous brothers.
Okay.
We got to do that. We have a lot of fun together. We're talking about different things. But, yeah, no, you, I appreciate you coming on, and you added more depth and knowledge to the show, and I appreciate that. So I have the best friends in the world. Dr. Early, with an E, Early with an E-A-R. I'm going to have him on again, and I might have you on with him. So we're going to reschedule. And when he gets in a better place where he has a good reception, that's what we can do because, yeah, there's a lot, because you're from California too. I like to hear input. I'm going to have somebody else who ran for governor at the same time. So we could all get this on this little panel thing so I could have multiple guests. So we'll be good there. But I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you for your time. We'll see you around.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night, sir. I could just take you out. Still, I'll remove you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
So that is pretty much the end of our program. So we're going to kick him from the studio. You can actually kick the guest out. That's so cool. I like that feeling, that power. Anyway, the radio program. Thank you for listening to the American Allegiance Show. Your host, Kevin White, and our great guest, candidate Billy Early, running for Congress, 44th. Like I told him before the show started, I want one of my friends to actually get elected so I can visit them at the Capitol. That'd be great. I think that's awesome. So I have a few of those that I'm running, and hopefully one of them will get there. But I always tell them, hey, I want to visit you. So I wasn't able to do that tonight, but I think it's awesome. So thank you for listening, radio audience, and have a good night. See you next week. God bless America. And for the stream, everybody, I'm going to say good night, and we're going to stop and end the broadcast. And I had a great time with the guests, and maybe next time we'll have better reception for Dr. Early. Great guy, lots of information. We talked for like, had to be an hour and a half on the phone a few weeks ago, and it was fantastic. There were so many things that he couldn't say at the time or didn't have the ability to. It will blow your mind, things that are happening in that realm in California and what they do to the hospitals and the doctors, and they actually shut his hospital down that he had based on nonsense. And that's what they do in California. That happens a lot. And just like his friend who actually invented Juneteenth, the real inventor of Juneteenth was his doctor. I can't remember his name, but this guy doesn't really get the credit for it. I think there's a lot of people out there grandstanding. They want to get that credit. But so this is what happens. His hospital was shut down. He was a doctor as well. And these kind of things happen. That's the kind of taxes they use out there in California, unfortunately, just like the firefighters, where if you're so far above the top part of the state, the northern part, then you have no fire departments, so they're very little. So the fire departments from the south have to drive 12 hours. And this what that is causing is they look like they're uncontrollable wildfires, and that's not the case. It's actually because of the way the structure is set up on purpose. So just like there's no water shortage in California. And I'm going to have that guest on sometime. It seems like there's a California theme. I don't know. Just saying. So there's a water shortage because I know I remember when former candidate Fern told us that they refused to desalinate from the ocean. There's water all over the coast. You don't need anything from Colorado. Excuse me. But she took a trip to Dubai to see how they were doing theirs, and that she ran that platform, but it didn't work because they want people dependent, apparently, on something that's running dry. They could have all that. They could have all the water they need and not have a problem because that's how people do it. They desalinate the water that is the gigantic ocean that they're butt up against. doesn't make any sense. And then our firefighter friend told us that they were taking water from the mountains, from the farmers, intercepting it, putting it in bottles and selling them. And this is government backed. So that's what's happening. These are the kind of things, like schools have no firearms at work, no guards. There's so many things, and the curriculum is crazy. So many things like that. And unfortunately, it's a beautiful state. Like I said, I vacationed there, the whole family in 2016. It was beautiful. Enjoyed it. Just sad because that was the state. That's my state I was born in. And when you're a military brat, that's your home state. I don't care where you live. That's the state I was born in. I don't remember much because I was just a little kid. But my sister was born there too. And then, you know, it's that important. There we go. 90 seconds. There we go.